We're joined now by the legendary David Frizzell, one of the great singers, musicians of his time or any time. As we know, he's synonymous with country music, the younger brother of another legend, Lefty Frizzell, and a man who grew up not far from the Louisiana line, about as close as you can get, in El Dorado, Arkansas. David Frizzell, hello to you.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show today. I tell you what, you're not wrong. We was just El Dorado, Arkansas, right there, pretty close.
And you know that town, having grown up 10 years myself in Little Rock, is a small town, about 18,000 people, I think. But my goodness, the people who have come from El Dorado, got in the news recently with Lou Rock dying, but it is a town that has many famous residents beyond its small size.
You know what? There was nine of us kids in the family, and Lefty being the oldest, and me, I'm next to the youngest. But there was three of us born there in El Dorado. And my dad was in the oil field working. He traveled all over the country, you know, Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, you know, everywhere. And then mom would get ready to have a baby. They'd take him over to El Dorado to his folks who lived there for all their lives, or just there forever. And there was three of us born in El Dorado.
And you were born into music. Talk about a musical family. I guess it was in the genes, wasn't it?
Well, I tell you what, everything in our house was playing. If it wasn't the old Jimmy Rogers, remember Jimmy Rogers, the old blue yodeler? If it wasn't him or Ernest Tubb, or, you know, it was Brother Lefty. Of course, we called him Sonny. And he didn't get the name of Lefty. He had that by the time I came around, but that was, he actually got that when he was about 9, 10, 11 years old.
David,
that's the name of Lefty, but I still call him Sonny.
There you go. Your career was interrupted by Vietnam. You did your patriotic tour.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, I went in the Air Force in August of 1960, and I stayed in. I got out in August of 64, and the Vietnam thing didn't quite escalate. At that moment, it was about to, or just about to, but at 64, I got on out. I got out there in 64 and went and joined my brother Lefty again. Then I went down and was a part of the Buck Owens, all the stuff he did out of Bakersfield, California. I was a part of a lot of that.
And 50 years ago, you signed with Columbia Records. That was a big break for you.
Well, you know, Columbia Records is a big deal, and I actually signed with Columbia Records back in 1959, the first time. And then I went in the service because they were getting ready to draft me in the Army, and I simply didn't want to go in the Army. So I went ahead and joined the Air Force. And it was great because they allowed me to play. I played all the time I was in there, played guitar and played music all the time. And when I got out there, I went and joined Buck Owens. And a lot of things happened with old brother Buck. He was something else.
Well, you have a catalog of classics and two number ones, and they came in pretty close proximity, but this is the 40th anniversary of You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma, and I'm sure wherever you go, people want to hear that song, and you and Shelley West, you did it well.
Well, you know what? She was an amazing lady. And she's been retired now for a little while, but I still talk about her. She was incredible. Of course, she was beautiful to go along with it, and of course, that helped. But she was so talented. If I act like maybe I just couldn't remember the words for a sec. Boy, she knew every word. She knew everybody's song.
You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. It was helped by Clint Eastwood, wasn't it?
Boy, it really was. Well, you know, after we recorded the song, the record label we were going to put it on, they didn't want country music on their radio. By the time we had got the deal, to the time we got the album ready to go, they had changed CEOs, and they didn't want country music on there. So we had to find another record label. And Snuff Garrett played it for everybody. He played it for Columbia. Played it for everybody he played it for. They all turned it down until he had Clint Eastwood in the car, and they were coming back from Palm Springs, going back to L.A., from an art show. And Snuff said, well, I knew he wasn't going to jump because I was going 70 miles an hour. So, But he said, so I just played it for him on the car radio. He said, and I played all the way through. Clint looked over at me. He said, and he said, Snuff, he said, that's a pistol. Let's put that in my next movie. And old Snuff said, I tell you what, I'll do you one better. I'll give you half of it if you help me put it all together. Mm-hmm. Clint said, let's do it. So we had a we got on the soundtrack of Any Which Way You Can, the movie Any Which, and the disc jockeys all over the country was taking it off of that soundtrack of Any Which Way You Can, and so Warner Brothers went ahead and put it out as a single sometime in about December of that year, 1980, and April of 1981 it went number one.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. That is shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing.
Well, I tell you what, for a while there, I thought we had a hit song when we got it finished. But when people start, like, from all the record labels turning it down, kind of made me stop and think, well, maybe it's not as good as I thought it was.
Well, it was a fabulous song that you still hear, and for good reason. But it was followed in close proximity by a single from you that went to number one, another iconic song, I'm Gonna Hire a Wino to Decorate Our Home. What about that one? Did you know you had something special?
Wow. Oh, I knew we had. On that particular album, there was actually several of them I thought were exceptional, you know, were something special. But that particular one, it just had something about it. I don't know, even thinking about today, I look at it as a love song. But it's kind of got some cute little ways of saying it, different ways of going about it. I think that Dwayne Blackwell, who wrote it, wrote an absolutely perfect song when he wrote that one. Absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, I count 18 songs you've had that have cracked the country charts top 100, and most of them got pretty close to the top. But one of those that is irresistible, the lyrics are just incredible. And I know you know them, Beautiful Body.
Beautiful Body. Isn't that remarkable you would say that song? Beautiful Body. And it is a great song. We actually did a video on it. And we asked a young lady to play the part, you know, to play the young lady in it. And she's been we just celebrated yesterday, 30 years.
Well, congratulations.
Of marriage.
That's wonderful.
30 years. But she was the one who played the lady, the girl part on that Beautiful Body video. Yes, she was 30 years. Can you imagine that?
If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Oh, man, that's perfect right there. That's a perfect song right there.
If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? So that's...
Clever lyrics.
David Frizzell. But you're still going strong, and one of your projects going on right now is hosting Country Classics, and I know this is something you take as a huge honor.
Oh, absolutely. And we did it all right there at the Willie Nelson Museum here in Nashville. And it's just a perfect place to be. I feel so good when I go into that museum because there's a big display of Brother Lefty with all his stuff. And then there's a big display with me and Shelley and Dottie and Kenny Rogers, a whole big place. I always feel good when I go in to the Willie Nelson Museum. We did all my hosting job right in there. And it's a perfect place to be.
Well, country music, as we know, is a genre that will go on, and it's particularly popular in the part of the world in which we live. And, of course, Ken Burns just did a series on it for public broadcasting. Yeah. Why do you think it has such staying power?
Well, because I believe it's something that we, when we hear the words, we're living it. We can believe in it. We can believe it. I think it's really cute. We got some great songwriters who has the knack of really learning how to write with the play on words, and how to use those hook lines. But normally a song is about something we can associate with, and it just feels so real to me. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm still in it. I got in it though because my big brother was the one who created a lot of it, and so I've been around this country music now for a long time, and I ain't going nowhere.
Well, few people have done it better than David Frizzell, who's currently hosting Country Classics on Circle TV, Heartland, The Family Channel, and more. And we are certainly pleased to talk with you today, David. And I know you've got a birthday in a few days, so happy birthday, and yep, keep on trucking.
Got one coming up, and the anniversary was yesterday, and got a birthday coming up next week, I believe. And we're just going to keep on going. Thanks for having me on your show, Jim. I appreciate it, pal.
She said, I'm gone, hired a widow to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, we'll put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, just bring those Friday paychecks, and I'll cash them all.